Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio I have Megan Iverson. She is the executive director for the Sun River Music Festival. Or do I say at the Sun River Music Festival?
I would say for Sun River Music Festival.
Right, right. Because that's actually the name of the organization.
Sun River Music Festival as a whole, yes.
Yeah, and it's so much more than just that one thing. Because when you say Sun River Music Festival, you think about the thing you guys do in August. But I know, like, you do something for Valentine's Day and pretty much everything in between.
Good point. It is a year-round nonprofit organization that started 48 years ago as a short two-week festival in Sun River in the summer. And that still happens. That's our landmark event every August in Bend and Sun River. But yes, year-round, we are doing all sorts of other things, concerts in December and February and April and June and March and September.
Yeah.
Not in that order. As well as music education, scholarships.
And let's talk about that. I mean, what's your goal? Is that what it's all about? Is music education? Is what's your mission? Do you guys have an official mission statement?
Of course we have an official mission statement. We are a year-round nonprofit presenting world-class music. We do bring in professional musicians from all around the world to perform in Central Oregon, and also committed to nurturing the next generation of musicians through education programs in the schools. We work closely with several Bend Lapine public schools and also private lesson scholarships for after school programs for some of the smaller schools that might not be able to have orchestra programs. And then we do also give about $30,000 in scholarships each year to the most advanced young classical music students.
And you guys have been doing this for how long?
The organization has been around for 48 years.
Wow.
We've been doing the scholarships for 30 years. We just about hit $750,000 awarded in scholarships to the most advanced students from throughout Central Oregon.
Neat. Now, are you thinking about 50 years? I mean, that's just a couple years away.
Yes.
You're going to have to do something really special, right?
We are. It's the golden anniversary.
Yeah.
We do need to do something very special, and we will. We will continue with our wonderful artistic director and conductor, Brett Mitchell. He started with us in 2021, and we have since already extended his contract enough years to go beyond that special 50th year and on into the future. We love working with him, and he really has a great vision to build on the strength and the foundation of these last 48 years, and then also to recognize that this is a service the community clearly appreciates and needs, and we will continue bringing this world-class music to Central Oregon.
Now, as far as the scholarships and stuff goes, if somebody has a young person that might be eligible or whatever, can they get information at the website, or do you seek them out, or how does that work exactly? Mm-hmm.
A little bit of both. Certainly at sunrivermusic.org, the website is always there and the information is there. Each year, starting in about November, December, we do reach out to all the private music teachers and all of the school music teachers that we can connect with to let them know of the scholarships. So it really works in cooperation with the teachers, because they are the ones who are best situated to identify which students really would benefit from not just the financial support, which is significant. Of course, it's expensive to build a life as a musician,
sure,
but also the support of this established organization, that these young students can know that we are behind them, we're supporting them, we are going to provide performance opportunities throughout the year and all these other events we mentioned earlier, and just a really strong support system of adults who want to see these young musicians age 11 through 24 really thrive in their music student career and beyond.
Very nice. Let's talk about the event.
Which event?
Well, the Sun River Music Festival, right? You have so many. Let's talk, you know,
yes,
it's summertime. We're getting geared up for I guess it's the first couple of weeks in August, basically. It straddles
right.
2 weeks.
Our landmark summer festival event, those 2 weeks in August. This year, August 2 through 13, we open at the Tower Theater, downtown Bend, for a few concerts, and then relocate to the Sun River Resort Great Hall for the final few concerts. In those 2 weeks, we pack in four classical concerts with the full orchestra and featured soloists. Again, these are all professional, highly acclaimed musicians making up the full orchestra and the soloists. And then we also have a solo piano concert and a family concert. We'll talk more on that in just a second. And also a pops concert.
Wow. Does anybody go to all these things? I mean, can you buy like a ticket that gets you into everything?
You can. We definitely do a series. If you go to everything, you get 10% off.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So there's a deal for that online at sunrivermusic.org. If you want to go to everything, if you fill your cart with at least one ticket to each concert, that 10% is automatically applied. And also, knowing that that's pretty condensed over the course of 2 weeks, people do need to pick and choose depending on what else is going on in the rest of your life. If you're able to come to everything, what a joy, because each concert is programmed to come together as a full festival in a really beautiful way. But you can pick individual concerts, of course.
Okay.
Maybe some people say, oh, I only want to go to the Bend ones or only Sun River, and that's an option. Or those who especially love piano music, for example, the solo piano concert is in Sun River. The closing night concert with the orchestra is in Sun River and a piano soloist. But also our opening night concert features a piano soloist, and that's at the Tower Theater.
Gotcha. Okay.
Other feature soloists is a cellist, and our concertmaster, violinist Yi Zhao, will also be featured in one of the concerts.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And all the information's at the website.
Sunrivermusic.org.
All right. I want to thank you, Megan, for coming. It's always a pleasure to see you and talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
And we'll keep people up to date on other things that are going on with you guys throughout the year, because you do so much. But again, website is the place to go to find out everything you got all year round and how you could contribute if you wanted to.
For sure. Sunrivermusic.org, and the contact info there goes right to me and our wonderful small staff, and we love hearing from people and being in touch. We are a nonprofit supported by the community that clearly wants this to continue. We have a membership basis, and one of the main perks of that is early access ticket sales. So donors of various membership tiers get ticket sales earlier, but now tickets are open to everybody.
Okay, awesome. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.